Hi, I'm Bunny.
And I'm David.
And this is our podcast,
where we talk about anything we want,
and nothing you say matters.
Nothing.
And in other news, the sexual position formerly known as 69 will now be called 96. Due to the economy, the cost of eating out has gone up.
Yes, it has, baby!
This, like, peak, like, dad joke.
Is it a dad joke, or is it, like, reality?
Like, I mean...
The risk involved in 69ing with a stranger right now is, like, astronomical.
I mean, at least they're not breathing on you. I'm very uncomfortable with the energy we created in the studio today.
I'm very uncomfortable. Yes. Oh, to be a wet-ass fly pussy on the wall.
No.
Oh my god. Welcome back to the podcast, nothing is
Hello, hi.
Hi.
It's your faves back at it again.
Hi.
I'm working
on my Jennifer Coolidge.
Hi.
Hi. I can't even do it. It's not even right. Oh well.
I knew who it was.
Yeah, how are you, Bunny?
I'm fucking cold.
Bunny.
I'm freezing. Fall is...
We are now in the...
Decided to arrive.
The clutches. Clutch purse of winter.
Oh my god. A cute little clutch for like a cute little night out. Walking around the block and then back into your house because...
That's all you can do?
Yeah. No, I'm pretty good. Stressful because schools are opening back up when we probably shouldn't be doing that. And people don't know how to read still, which, you know, is news to no one.
No, not
literally
at all.
No one. But I'm feeling great. I'm here with my bestie. I'm feeling fabulous. I'm feeling 30, flirty, and thriving.
You're not 30. You're a baby. You're a child.
I'm 28, and I turned 29.
You took a roofie from a priest. Look at your life. Look at your choices. Have you even slept with that guy?
Of course. Do you know who I am?
Good for you, you big slut.
How are you?
I'm okay. They're destroying our beautiful green space wall to look at.
Oh my god, yeah.
Outside of our windows in our lovely abode, which we have yet to name or do any of that shit with.
It's the Red Wine District.
Oh yeah, the Red Wine District. I keep forgetting about this. Because I keep trying to like tag it or whatever, but no. Anyway, here at the Red Wine District, where we have a lot of red wine, we have this beautiful ivy-ish wall outside that is, like, so gorge. And
it's very pretty.
It, like, is on the building right next to us. So we see it. It's gorgeous. It's pretty. It houses lots of little wildlife, squirrels, birds, etc.
So fucking loud.
It is fucking loud, but it's pretty. And they're, like, chopping it off the fucking building today.
Right.
It's very irritating. And not all of it's gone, because I don't think it reaches all the way to the roof, but, like...
I think they're just trying to cut some over the windows.
Yeah.
I think that might be, like, a hazard.
Potentially.
Technically, vines on buildings is not good for buildings.
Yeah, but it does keep them cool.
But it looks great.
Insulates them better.
Yeah.
It's not good for the brick, but it's good for the insulation.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I'm fine, I guess. I don't know. Just another day in this here, the year of Our Lady Quarantina. Could have been Persephone, but she didn't fucking come. Anyway, no, I don't know. That's how I feel.
Yes.
I'm angry still at existing... My mom turned 70 yesterday, so I had to deal with family stuff, which was interesting.
But there was cake.
There was cake. I did make a cake. I did help my sister make this cake. We decorated it with gravestones, and I...
It was very cute. It's very crafty.
It was very crafty. My mom thought it was store-bought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, good for us.
Good for you.
Yeah, I've been watching enough, like, you know.
Nailed
Sugar
it.
Sugar Rush. Nailed it.
What was that fantasy one?
Fantasy Flight Games? Just kidding, that's the store. What?
No, with that, the gods, the food gods or whatever.
Oh,
what was that one called?
I don't even know.
There's some weird thing on Netflix where everything's, like, fantastical, but it's a cooking competition. I don't know what it's called, but it was kind of weird.
Wasn't the best. They had to use, like, the whole point was to make food that looks like different food or different things.
Yeah. This guy made, like, a pizza, but it was a volcano.
Right. And someone made, like, I can't remember what it was, but it was a cheese... Oh, it was a cheesecake, but it was, like...
Oh, no, it was cornbread.
No, it was a cheesecake. It looked like a cherry cheesecake, but it was, like, pasta carbonara or something stupid.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was... I don't understand. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah, anyway. Yeah. If you know what it is, comment below. I know you're not going to do that, but okay.
Tweet at us.
Yeah, so nothing new in the podcast, I guess. Like, we have no new reviews or anything at this point, at this juncture. But
no reviews, no emails. We do have an email address.
Yeah, it's nysmpod@gmail.com. So feel free to ask us questions that you need answered, burning questions about gonorrhea, questions about wet-ass sly pussy, anything. And then you can also comment or DM us on any of the social media.
At NYSMPOD. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
That's it, because we don't care about anything else. We don't have a LinkedIn. Sorry. maybe that's why you don't get any comments. We don't have a LinkedIn. Oh.
Fuck LinkedIn.
Fuck. Fuck LinkedIn. But yeah, no. So we are coming up on our 1 year.
Oh my god. A full year of this. Yeah, so fuckery.
Be aware that there is some bonus content coming your way for our 1 year anniversary on September 19th. So
keep your
tunes tuned and your earbuds listening.
Your tunes tuned. Keep your tiny tunes.
Ew.
Your tiny's tuned.
Your tunes tiny?
Yeah, keep your tunes tiny.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember like the baby Looney Tunes?
Oh my god, yeah.
Stupid.
They were so cute.
Anyway. But yeah, what about some queer news? What's queer? What's new in queerness?
Queer news?
Queer. News. Queer news.
Is that the jingle you've been working on?
Boots and cats. Queer news and...
So queer news is about the Olympics this year. Tokyo is highlighting LGBTQ rights before the Olympics with their Pride House Tokyo. So typically before the Olympics, they do some kind of,
penis showing, sizing it up,
if only, but there are initiatives before the games just to kind of promote diversity and inclusion.
Oh,
but Pride House Tokyo is specifically, or it's being opened on National Coming Out Day or International Coming Out Day, which is October 11th. Put it on your calendars. Wear purple. It's opening on International Coming Out Day. And it's backed by the International Olympic Committee, which is the first of its kind. But basically just to promote the difficulties of being an LGBTQ athlete and performing, and specifically doing it in Japan, is trying to help further their like societal acclimation, as it's still difficult for queer athletes to live openly in Japan. Because while they do issue same-sex certificates and things like that, it's still not, like, legally supported.
Recognized.
Right. Or, like, you can be married to your partner of the same sex, but there's nothing saying that you can't be fired for that, or that your spouse gets any kind of...
Reconciliation.
Insurance. Reparation. Whatever, yeah.
Protection,
yeah. There aren't any LGBTQ protections. You can be there.
But it doesn't matter. Wow.
But yeah, that should be cool. Congratulations to you.
If the Olympics ever happen.
Yes, it's being rearranged. So I think they're doing something in some capacity, but I don't remember what that is. Yes.
I think a lot of the games got postponed to next year.
Yes, 2021.
I hate this world. Anyway.
What's our weird news?
Weird news. Oh my god, weird.
Ooh, so weird. Do you remember that show?
Weird News.
So weird.
So weird.
Yeah,
no, I think it was, what was it about?
It was a Disney show. It was just like weird.
I didn't have Disney growing up.
Oh.
That's why I don't understand you or your references.
I thought it was because you were old.
No. We're the same age group. Psychopath.
I know.
Anyway.
You told me I was a baby.
You are. In comparison to me.
Anyway, weird news.
We're 3 years apart. Calm down.
I know.
So, once upon a time, not long ago, in Malmo, Sweden, there is a museum called the Disgusting Food Museum.
I feel like this is my fridge.
This is your nightmare coming to life. This is your refrigerator in your old apartment coming alive.
It's just jars of olives.
No. So this museum is known for things like maggot cheese.
Ew.
And bull testicles. Etc. Etc. And now they're introducing a drinks menu in the form of a temporary exhibition. Opening this weekend. So, or it opened this weekend. I don't know the dates. I don't care. It opened recently or will open soon.
A drinks menu.
Yes. So, this new exhibit, they want to encourage people to examine how alcohol plays a role in everyone's lives and how desperate, when you don't have it readily available, how desperate some people are to make their own, you know, like, and how wild it is. So, and like the craziest fucking thing. So one of them is something called Chico de Maco, which is a spit fermented cornmeal based alcohol. So they spit in it.
Ew.
They have like five different types of prison toilet liquor.
I think that's actually the real thing.
There is a Scottish beer that is served from the mouth of a taxidermied squirrel.
I've heard of something like that.
And finally, there is a Korean beverage, which is medicinal, so it's not technically supposed to be alcohol, but it's made out of children's feces and rice.
No. What?
That's been your weird news. Oh, God.
There's a medicinal thing made out of shit?
Yeah. It's apparently like a milky substance.
Ew. That's awful. That's the worst news we've had on here. Well,
it's rice milk with...
it's rice...
we talk about poop again, and I like literally start fucking
vomiting. I forgot about that. This is right up there with that tapeworm or that worm thing that they pulled out of that woman's tonsils.
Tapeworm. Yes, I do. I do remember this.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
I want a tapeworm so I could lose weight.
Oh my god. No.
I mean, I want all the I don't want all the disease that will come with it. But I definitely don't want to be like fat anymore because like I'm like not having fat. I'm feeling very lumpy space princess today, so
yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, well, this week we are talking about
conspiracies. Woo, woo, I like how we both put like
woo. Mask man. For mask, bro.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories part two. So we're gonna deep dive into a couple of them, and we're gonna tickle your eardrums with some sweet, delicate, delicate and dulcet tones
dulcet.
From dulce de leche, like dulce de leche,
dulce de leche, which is
lit. What is it, like the Starbucks syrup? Cinnamon de leche or whatever. Like Cinnamon dulce. Like the most shit syrup
which
for
is
you,
actually not
but
great.
But it's so tasty.
I don't like it.
I don't know. I like it in like hot drinks.
It's not sweet, which is why I don't like it.
Anyway, yeah. We're Anywho. Bringing these to your eardrums and you're going to love it.
We're putting cinnamon in your ears.
Yes, and then we're going to light it on fire.
Yeah. Cinnamon challenge for your ears.
Do the cinnamon challenge. Anyway, well, take a little break. We'll be right back. Listen to a couple of announcements from our sponsors. And we'll come back at you with the rest of the episode, bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch. Well, welcome back to the podcast, Nothings.
It's us.
Welcome back to Conspiracy Happy Hour with Bunny and David.
Ooh, Conspiracy Happy Hour.
Conspiracy Happy Hour.
This is like dinner theater.
Only
we all die. And there's no food.
Well, before we get into our conspiracies of the week, Bunny,
bow.
What are we drinking?
We are drinking a bullet bourbon cocktail.
A bullet
bourbon and Sprite.
Kentucky straight whiskey. Bourbon. Kentucky straight bourbon.
Frontier.
From the Mason-Dixon line.
From the Bible Belt.
From the Bible Belt. The Bible.
Okay. A little whiskey, a little
whiskey, a little Sprite. All right.
A little tink tink.
And then see what this tastes like. Oh, I like that lemon limey sweetness.
This is interesting. I feel like they could use more bourbon.
It could use
myrrh.
Yeah, I think it could use ginger ale. I definitely prefer ginger ale.
Okay, I do like whiskey ginger. That's
pretty
good.
I like 7 or Sprite or whatever in, like, I don't know. Like, I like tequila with it. It's okay.
Yeah. Like, gin, Sprite. I like my limes with, like, I guess clear liquor. I've never tried vodka with, like, Sprite or, like, 7-Up. But I know, like, gin works great.
That ginger lime vodka that I was drinking definitely tastes good with Sprite. I definitely have had one.
Oh.
So. It's good. Well, that's what we're drinking because, you know, it's just...
It's a little breezy day. It's a little cool.
Yeah, we gotta shake it up. We gotta do some different shit. We can't just drink wine all the time.
We're gonna be very interesting with how drunk we get in the winter.
Yes.
Today we're drinking moonshine I made in my closet.
Today I couldn't go outside, so I'm just drinking my bath water. We're gonna see what happens because I haven't showered in 14 days.
I slit my cat's throat. We're drinking its blood with a little olive on top.
Ew. Although good.
It's like a bloody... Mary.
A
bloody Miles.
A bloody Miles.
No cats are harmed in this podcast.
If you want to know anything about Miles, go to episode 3. Our demonic fur babies.
Disgusting.
All right, well, let's get into some conspiracies.
Some conspiracies.
Oh my god, we have some good ones for you today. So, we did some outside research on our own.
Yes.
And so, because this is a part 2, we're just going to deep dive into some. I know we've mentioned them before on the podcast. Suck a dick. It's our podcast. We talk about whatever we want.
Because nothing is
matters.
It's
our podcast and not yours.
Perhaps.
I'm just kidding. It's not. It's not. That's so, like, totally copywritten, I'm sure, by World of Wonder. No, it's our podcast, and whatever, you know, nothing you say matters, because so fuck you.
So fuck you.
So fuck off.
Fuck off, mom. Janet.
Not go to your fucking baby shower. So we ended up researching very similar things.
And they were like, ooh, we should probably extrapolate.
Yeah, we're going to extrapolate a little bit. So we have some longer ones, and then we have some shorter ones for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So today, I'll go first.
All sizes matter.
What? All conspiracies matter?
Is all that
what
you sizes said? Matter.
All sizes matter. All conspiracies matter.
All conspiracies are equally valid in the state of California.
It's probably where most of them originate.
actually, one of mine does.
My first conspiracy is the flat earth conspiracy.
Gasp. Are you a flat earther? Let us know. Tweet at us on Twitter.
Yeah, please.
At NYSMPOD.
If you're a flat earther, I would love to understand what the fuck hit you in the head as a baby, and why was it your mother? Anyway, so flat earth is based off of the look and the feel of earth. So basically, these flat earth people, it's pretty self-explanatory what they believe, right? They justify their ideals because the earth looks flat to them. Okay. As they're in their perception, you know, sure. They look down the street and it's flat. And then it feels flat to them.
It feels flat?
Yeah, like if you walk 20 miles, it just feels like you walked in a flat line.
I mean, sure, yeah.
So yeah,
that's it's true. Wild.
They have a whole society. There's a whole website.
Oh, yes.
The FlatEarthSociety.org. It's led by a man named Daniel Shenton. It's grown by about 200 members since 2009. Some serious fucking people that are like, I believe you.
In this era of science.
In this era of that, of this science lord quarantine. Anyway.
Wow. Science lawyer
quarantine. Science lawyer quarants.
Quentin.
Quentin Coldwater.
What a fucking bitch. He was so hot.
I'd kill him.
Yeah, anyway. I would too. Sorry.
On track. So the leading theory.
Anyway.
Bitch.
I'm sorry.
The leading theory. I know this is a happy hour, but come on.
I can't be happy? Anyway, the leading theory for flat earthers. Did you just die?
I just inhaled ice.
Wow.
Okay. The leading theory is that Earth is a disc shape. that has the Arctic Circle, like Greenland, Northern Russia, et cetera, in the middle of it, which falls out into this circle that is encapsulated by Antarctica in a 150-foot-tall wall of ice. That's what keeps the oceans in. Ice.
Around this disc?
Yep. So it's this disc, and in the middle is, like, Antarctica, and everything else kind of sprawls out from it. And then on the edges is Antarctica all the way around.
Oh.
In a 150-foot-tall wall of ice. This is actually based on a map from 1893 by a man named Orlando Ferguson, who lived in South Dakota, and that makes all the sense. It was founded based off of biblical texts, the descriptions in the Bible of the Earth, and his scientific knowledge.
Okay.
And this map can be seen in, like, one of the map places or historical something landmark, blah.
That's kind of cool.
Basically, his idea was that there was a dimple in the center. So, like, it was like the Antarctic Circle is risen. So it's, like, kind of like a whoop in the middle, like a sombrero.
Oh, like a nipple.
Like a nipple. Like, yeah, a nipple. The Earth is a nipple. and that's why it looks like the sun is you know what I mean? Like the sun is slowly rising, or that it looks like ships in the distance and their masts slowly come up as they get closer and rise. You know what I mean? Because the Earth is curved anyway.
I was going to say, so if there's a nipple in the Earth, wouldn't that mean that the Earth is not flat?
Oh, but it's flat. It's just a dimple. It's not very big. It's just enough. It's the idea. Anyway. they also have debunked night and day. So the moon and the sun are just spheres that are about 32 miles in diameter each. And these two spheres circle around the sun at 3,000 miles above the Earth. They just are around the... I'm sorry. They don't circle around the sun. They circle around the planet, or these discs, this disc of Earth, this flat Earth. And they just kind of circle around, and that's how they create day and night. Is that it's only they act like spotlights, so they shine on different parts of the planet, and so that's why some parts of the Earth are day and some parts are night at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The stars are actually 3,100 miles above the Earth's surface. And there's an invisible moon to account for lunar eclipses.
An invisible moon?
Anti-moon. They call it the anti-moon.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Because the moon can go in front of the sun, and that makes an eclipse. And they're fine with that. But what makes a lunar eclipse? The Earth in real life, right? Because the Earth gets in between the sun and the moon.
Oh, sure.
And they say, no, it's an anti-moon that's invisible all the other times except during the lunar eclipse. So, what lies beneath this Earth, you might ask?
Turtles. Turtles rocks. All the way down.
Just rocks. It's just rocks.
Just rocks?
Yeah, just rocks.
Okay.
It's just rocks.
I just think they're neat.
I just think they're neat. They also have claimed that all photos of the globe that have been released by NASA or anybody in space or mm-hmm. everything like that, they're all faked. They're photoshopped.
Like the moon landing.
Yeah, just like the moon landing. They say that pilots that fly in a straight line and get to, like, the other side of the planet or whatever are being tricked by GPS, because GPS was invented by people to continue this conspiracy that Earth is round even though it's flat, and they say that GPS is rigged, so the pilots are just flying in circles even though they're really flying in a straight line. Weird.
Interesting.
They also claim that space programs are faked, that it makes sense because people wanted to go into space, people started talking about space, and financially it made a lot of sense, because you can fake it for a lot less cost than doing a real one. So then all the government aid is turned to profit for those in the know.
Mm. conspiracy within a conspiracy.
Yes, conspiracy within a conspiracy. And it just goes, I mean, like, yeah, it's just all those pieces in the world. Like, how did that little rover get to Mars? Is that faked, too?
Obviously.
Where is that faked, you know?
On there that are, little nipple.
There are some celebrities who have claimed to believe flat earthers.
Ooh, was B.O.B. one of those? Did you write
B.O.B. is one of them.
Yes!
Bobby Ray Simmons Jr. He's a rapper and singer who is a firm believer in flat earth.
100% a flat earther.
Wow. And also Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. He has claimed the earth is flat on a 2017 podcast, which he has since redacted.
Okay.
Redacted.
Man, I had to use one of those in a while. I remember that.
I did. We talked about Tom a couple weeks ago, and I redacted that whole piece. Anyway. Yeah.
I love that.
That's flat earth.
I love that.
A reminder, if you want to join the flatearthsociety.org, go ahead.
Meetings every Wednesday.
A reminder, if you're a flat earther, let me know.
Seek help.
Don't hit the bottle. Stop smoking meth. It's not real. It's just not a hallucination.
Meth is also not real.
Meth is a conspiracy.
Perhaps.
Invented by the homosexuals.
How to party.
Well, speaking of Earth, I heard that you had something very similar to mine.
In a very similar vein, but also different. It's different, yet the same. I researched Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth.
Is it like the Hollow from Charmed? Just a box of bugs that take over people's powers?
Exactly that.
Oh my God. This is our happy hour. You can't have it.
Are you trying to be on the podcast?
You can't climb over here, you fucking beast.
I wonder if he would even try.
He was thinking about it. He was looking. He was like, do I make it? Can I make it? Is this a viable option? No, it's not.
No, it's not. Anyway,
Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth. So Hollow Earth is the theory that, one, the Earth is entirely hollow. Like,
hello.
Completely. Hello. Hello.
Hello. It's invented by the Mormons.
Yes.
Specifically the Mormons from the Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon. Actually, part of the conspiracy is that there is an inner civilization that lives within the Earth.
Are they
those
Mormon?
Those are the Mormons.
Are they the Mormons?
Yes.
Is that really part of the thing?
No.
Oh, I got really excited. I was like, not the lizard people?
No.
Anyway, go ahead.
So the Hollow Earth conspiracy is that the Earth is either 100% hollow, or that if not hollow, there is substantial empty space inside.
Hollowing. So it might not be completely hollow is what you're saying?
So not completely hollow, but like very...
chiseled out.
Yeah. Like
carved. They left a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah. But also, within this conspiracy theory, is that there is a civilization within the Earth that, you know, has evolved, surpassed us as humans.
The lizard people.
They're humans physically, but they're immortal. They can't become ill.
Is it the city of Atlantis?
Actually, sort of.
The journey to the center of the Earth.
Yeah.
Have you seen that ever?
No, I have not.
The old one is better than the new one, but like...
But I have seen Atlantis, wow. The Lost Empire a million times. Okay. So good. But actually, there's this woman who was spiritual writer. What was her name? It's like Walburga.
Spiritual. Walburga.
Walburga Lady...
Walburga! What is she, Walburga's like fucking owner? Is Wahlberger's name after her?
A distant cousin.
Walburga.
Walburga Lady Paget wrote a book called Colloquies of an Unseen Friend, who mentions that there are cities under the desert where the people from Atlantis now live.
Why is it the desert?
I don't know. Maybe that's where all the water goes. Underground. To the city of Atlantis. The new Atlantis.
Because old Atlantis was sunk?
Yeah. Wait. Yes.
Because Atlantis was supposed to be in the Atlantic Ocean, which is what Atlantic Ocean is named after.
Oh. Well, yeah. They moved. They now live under a desert, according to Lady Paget. Anyway.
Walburga.
So, this concept is widely shown up in mythology, folklore, things like that. So if you think like the Greek underworld, That's one of those, like, worlds within a world. Hades Christian town. Hell. Yeah. Jewish Sheol. Sheol? Excuse me. I don't know how to pronounce that. Shambhala, which is a mythical city, which I thought was a city of gold, but I think that's a different city.
Hmm.
Or Ireland's Gate to Hell. It was a Celtic Cruachan. Cruachan. I don't know. Just like other beliefs of a world within a world.
Sure. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The Hellmouth.
Yes.
Opening out to hell.
Yes, the Hellmouth is a whole other Hollow Earth.
Love it.
Or it is part of the Hollow
Earth. Do you think that there are many things in the Hollow Earth? Or is it just one elite society?
There are many things, but it is all one society. So it's kind of like how above ground, there are a bunch of different things.
As above, so below?
Yes, only it's better below. Gotta go down.
Go down on that waft.
Go down. Oh, my God. How did you work it in? How?
Yeah, I'm a waft. Wet ass fly pussy.
Yeah, Eric, David is a wet ass fly pussy. So this theory started, or sort of originates or gains popularity in 1692 by Edmund Halley, the guy whose name, the comet is named after, Halley's Comet.
Mm.
He reported that the Earth is hollow, about 500 miles thick, and there are two concentric circles within the Earth, and then in the center is a core. But each of the shells rotates at a different speed, and they all have different magnetic poles, which was to explain weird compass readings. So if you use a compass, it just like goes crazy. That's part of that. But also aurora borealis, the gases escaping from the atmospheres of the other shells, is supposed to make like the fucking fun lights and shit.
So are these little like pods in the Earth, or are these little like shells in the Earth, the smaller ones, the two of them that are rotating around the core?
Yes.
Is that supposed to be like two separate worlds, kind of like our world rotating around the sun?
Yes.
But it's always light because there's never the moon?
Well, that depends on what version of Hollow Earth theory you're following.
Fair.
Because there's just like the inside of the Earth and there's a core, not necessarily light. So I would assume they're just in complete fucking darkness all the time. But there is, or there was a revised theory later on from Lion Sprague de Camp and Willie Lay, that there is an inner sun. So within the Hollow Earth, there's an inner sun, and that's what.
Well, we have a molten core.
Well, yes.
So wouldn't that produce light?
So that lights up. Well, yeah. If you're not dying of, you know, melting.
Death.
But yeah, but that's like an act, but like a literal sun that lights up the inner world for the the inner civilians.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that was, I don't remember when that was, but they switched from the inner core to the sun, but. Then I mentioned that woman who said the citizen of Atlantis, they moved to the desert, which I thought was weird. It's fucking cool. But also, yeah. Like, why would they move to the desert?
Because they wanted...
Is there a desert that's near the Atlantic Ocean?
Like, Africa.
But Africa's not necessarily a desert. Oh, well, yeah. But I wonder how. I'm not geography...
You're not geography-centric.
I'm not geographically...
Hollow.
...adept... I'm very hollow.
In many ways.
Many ways. Convex Hollow Earth theory is the concept that how, you know, so we're on the outside with little Earths or little shells inside.
Yeah.
Convex Earth theory is saying that we are actually on the inside. And what we're looking out into is like the next shell.
Of another Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Or another planet.
Another, yeah.
Celestial being.
And then the celestial being.
What's with the, what is the explanation for stars, then?
I'm going to say gas escaping. I don't know.
Holes?
it's just holes to the next world to see their sun.
Wow.
See their light. But I did find one other interesting thing was that, well, this kind of divulges because there was, like, one that was, like, very scientific, and then there was an article where this guy was like, yeah, fucking, the Earth is hollow. And he talked about flat earthers. He was like, yeah, everybody knows that flat earth is not real. It's just hollow. Like, everybody who believes in flat earth is just ignoring the facts. He literally said that. I was like, Wow, your brain. What's that like, yeah?
Yeah, well.
But there's a man named Cyrus Teed who actually created a whole, like, a cult, basically. It's called,
The Journey to the Center of the Earth cult.
Corshanity.
It sounds like a yoga class.
hot Corshanity.
Corshanity. It's like insanity, but core sanity.
Yeah.
So it's like all about your core.
Yes.
I hate that so much.
Yeah, but the group, the followers are called Corshan Unity. The Corshan Unity. And they actually have a colony that's preserved in Florida. So you can actually go see it still. All the followers have died.
Fucking Florida.
That's what I've thought too. It's like, really, Florida? Come on.
But they're preserving their little, like, city?
Yeah, their little colony.
Why?
I don't know. It's a historical landmark now, yeah. Because I guess he had, like, a pretty good following, and then they all died.
I'm upset. That's a guess for a different time. For maybe another cults episode, we'll go into Corshans. Corshanidans.
The Corshan Unidame.
The Corsh...
But also, like, Hollow Earth sounds kind of cool.
I mean, it would be cool if Earth was hollow, or
and technically
there was, like,
has not been disproven. So, like, the Hollow Earth, that's been disproven based on, like, seismic activity stuff, like, yeah, photos that we have. But the portion of, like, not necessarily hollow, but, like, substantially, there's a substantial space where, like, life could be living.
Sure.
Has not been disproven. So there very well could be a whole civilization right beneath their feet.
Yeah.
Right above the Orion. What is that from?
The lizard people?
No.
Oh, right.
There's like a thing. It's like,
it's from
no, Israel. Oh.
No. Hell is real.
Right beneath their feet.
Right beneath their feet. Right above the Orient. It's a.
The what's your face's dad?
Yeah.
The pastor.
Fred Armisen.
Yes.
Kind of hot.
Isn't saying Orient, like,
racist?
That's real not PC.
Correct.
Yeah.
I
apologize. I was quoting a movie.
Don't worry about it.
I'm
our
sorry.
Podcast. We're gonna talk about, if you're quoting something, quote it. Bitch ass hoes.
Yeah. Also,
mac and cheese.
Oh, that crazy guy who was talking about, like, the flat earth is ignoring facts. He says that UFOs are coming from inside of the earth.
Probably.
They're coming from the hollow earth. They're trying to check up on us to make sure that we're not gonna start a nuclear war or some shit.
It's the lizard people.
The lizard people. They're just trying to see what's going on.
The grays really could be from the inside of the earth, you know. I mean, they also think that people are from the dark side of the moon. They also have people that think that our Martians are from Mars, or they're from Jupiter, Saturn, or some other planet. You know what I mean?
I mean, why not?
Or they're from a galaxy far, far, far away.
Long ago.
Far away. Yeah. So,
did you have another one?
I do. I have two more.
Yes, I have one more.
Great. Well, I'll take do one. You do one. I'll do one.
Yes. Sounds finish us off.
So my next conspiracy theory is bottled water Dasani.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So what is Dasani? Dasani is a bottled water produced by the Coca-Cola company.
Dasani is a Coke product?
It is a Coke product. And so there is a gigantic scandal.
Scandalous!
In the UK.
Okay.
That cost about £25 million in loss for them.
Okay.
Because they had to pull all of Dasani from the UK because it has a chemical in it called bromate, which induces higher cancer risk.
Oh, wait. Why is
so
it
that's
only
a
the
real
UK?
Part. Because the UK has higher standards than the United States.
So we have that
the
shit
FDA,
too?
Like the Federal Food and Drug Administration or whatever, don't give a fuck.
No. Oh, no. But, like, it has that in their water. So does that mean it's in the water in the US too?
In
but
the
it doesn't matter
levels?
Here?
Yeah. Yeah, because the Food and Drug Administration has lower restrictions than the UK's Food and Drug Administration.
Got it.
So, okay. That's a big issue. And so, it was
right.
A big scandal, blah, 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 all these things, right? And recently canceled YouTuber Shane Dawson.
He should have been canceled a while ago, I think.
Yeah, but he did a video about why is this... why is this such a big deal? What is it about Dasani that's so disgusting? And so it fizzes when it opens. So when you open it, it fizzes.
Okay.
And like, that's creepy.
Weird for water.
It's weird.
Also sparkling.
There are additives like salt. There's a lot of salt in it.
Really?
Not like to the point where it would make you thirsty, but that's part of the conspiracy is that there's salt in it, so it makes you thirsty. It makes you addicted. It makes you need to have more water.
I love salt water. I really do. It's a weird thing.
That's upsetting. In reality, Dasani is actually just tap water. So it says that it's like some super pure water, but it's really just tap water. It's made with a process called reverse osmosis filtration. And that process is literally just them saying, oh, we're just going to take the water from any municipality and do this reverse osmosis filtration on it and then call it pure. So it's really tap water. And then they go in and add a bunch of shit. So they actually add a lot of salts and minerals for taste. So that's where it's debunked a little bit. That the salts are pretty normal. A lot of, like, bottled water has that. You know what I mean? Just to have,
okay,
like, a normal taste to the water. The fizz is likely a release of pressure. There are some... there's, like, another... There was a big, like, Twitter explosion about it during the pandemic. Or the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. That people were showing pictures of... all this bottled water gone, all this toilet paper gone, all this, that, the other, except Dasani. So even in a pandemic, nobody likes this shit. And then Coca-Cola released a statement saying that that Dasani was in high demand and they were working as hard as they could to bottle it, which is them they're trying to increase the demand even though it's really not a demand.
Yeah.
So, people hate Dasani for lots and lots of reasons. It's easy to hate. It's not great water.
It's a cute logo, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste good. interesting side note that I read while I was doing research for this is that bottled water in general for many major brand companies, so like think Aquafina, you know, Mountain Mist, blah, 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 all these different water companies, right?
Oh, yeah.
They contain microplastics.
In the water?
In the bottled water. And that actually contributes to the microplastic trash heap that is destroying our planet. So stop buying bottled water because bottled water is a giant hoax.
Just drink the tap water. But also...
unless you're in Flint, Michigan.
I was literally going to say it. But also maybe don't do that because the government's trying to kill us all.
Yeah.
So let's eat the rich and drink their blood.
Yeah. Yeah. So bottled water Dasani. Conspiracy that the world is that it's a big conspiracy that they're trying to make us drink more of it and that it causes cancer and it's creepy that it fizzes.
Does any other water fizz? No. I can't remember the last time I bought bottled water.
I've never had a bottled water fizz except Sunny, and I think it's because they use a little bit of carbon dioxide just like their soda in the Coke plant to seal it, and that's probably what it is. But anyway,
well,
what's your next one? Miles, we don't have time for this.
Go.
You gotta go.
My next conspiracy theory is Project MK Ultra.
MK Ultra sounds like a beer.
MK Ultra. Make a little blight.
Michelob Ultra.
But MK Ultra was a CIA secret project to test whether they could use drugs and psychedelics to control people's minds and to obtain intelligence.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's a real thing. So it's like it's a conspiracy theory, but it's
the Spanish Inquisition? Just kidding, go ahead.
It's 100% real. They released documents in like, what was it, 1975?
Yeah.
After the project ended in 1973, after they burned, like, most of the evidence.
Yeah, well, there were some conspiracies while I was looking up these conspiracies. Some of the conspiracies I saw that were, like, that John Lennon was killed because he admitted that LSD was an experiment by the government. before they were ready.
Mm. They were trying to use it. Yep.
And now they're might using LSD and like mushrooms and all those like psychedelics as microdoses to cure depression.
Oh, yeah. So I just saw something about microdosing. I was like, what is this? And I was like, oh, I get it now. Mm-hmm. Interesting. But yes, MK Ultra began with U.S. fear of the Soviet, Chinese, and North Korean agents using mind control to brainwash U.S. prisoners in North Korea way back when. And by way back when, I mean like in like 1950-ish.
Yeah, during the Cold War.
It was approved by the CIA director to begin using experiments to see what LSD does. They also used MDMA, magic mushrooms, and meth. Heroin, and there was another one that I cannot pronounce, as part of these experiments.
Schweikalakatosin.
Yes.
Coronavirus. Just kidding.
Coronavirus. Also a conspiracy. More than 150 human experiments were done, and some of these people didn't even know they were being experimented on. So some of them were like patients with like chronic pain or things like that. They were going in trying to actually seek treatment, and they ended up being guinea pigs.
With LSD?
Yeah.
Wild. I would love to be in that life.
Mostly conducted at universities and hospitals and prisons in the U.S. and Canada.
Of course. Hospitals, prisons, psych wards, all these places
where people need
are
help.
Notorious yep. for like especially the ones that are run by the government, for actually not helping anybody.
Yeah.
Actually not helping anybody.
You know, to seek treatment, so they're telling you that they're helping you, but they're actually just seeing what will not kill you that might work.
Ew. Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think it's really helping if you give someone LSD and then they see, like, creepy fucking things in the corner. And they're like, I came to you because I keep hearing this, like, I keep seeing these shadow people that are actually demons, right? And then, like, you give them LSD and then they fucking see the demon in the corner. That's not helping. You just added flesh to something that shouldn't have had flesh, you know?
Mm.
You're letting I don't know it what's scarier, the, though. Like an actual flesh demon or like a fucking shadow figure. I don't know. Tune in Spooktober. We'll figure it out.
Interesting.
Ghost stories.
Oh, God. LSD actually was determined to be too unpredictable for counterintelligence, so they had to discontinue their research. But as part of this, there was an operation called Midnight Climax, where government employed sex workers would lure men into safe houses to drug them and see what the effects of the drugs were.
So they employed sex workers but didn't give them health insurance?
Yeah, probably.
Wow. Fuck the government.
I would not be surprised if they slept with them or raped them.
Fuck that.
But that wasn't part of the articles that I saw. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it wasn't recorded as part of the experiment because
right.
What happened to the non, you know, legal sex worker was not the concern of the government.
Right. But it all was indicated that during these, like, midnight climax trials, whatever, the researchers were always, like, drinking. They were just, like, hanging out behind a two-way glass, having a cocktail, watching these guys, like, lose their fucking shit on drugs.
Wow.
Yeah. Wild.
They were just chilling, like we are?
Just hanging out.
Having a conspiracy theory cocktail.
Having a conspiracy cocktail. Yeah. Look at this guy. We just gave him LSD. He has no idea.
Whoa, he's picking out his eyes. What the fuck?
He's reaching inside of his throat.
Oh my god. He just ripped out his rectum.
What his did spine he do with his penis? Jumped out.
Ah! Sorry, Another Life. You should watch it. I know we didn't mention this last week, but like, there's a part in Another Life where there's like a alien bacteria virus that like made someone's entire central nervous system jump out of their body.
It was absolutely disgusting, and I was shook.
Terrifying.
Shooketh.
It was terrifying.
It was awful. Did you read One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
No.
I also did not, but I know it's a book. But that author volunteered for some of these experiments when he was in college.
Of course he did.
Yep. And he, after the experiments, he was like an advocate, like a hype man for LSD, and he used to host LSD field parties called acid tests.
Hmm.
Which were parties, obviously, where they would do psychedelic music and psychedelic lights and shit like that to see what the effects were. Yeah.
Interesting.
But he's one of like a couple different people who were like actually like
So what started the drug movement?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like, let's go have a party, guys. I know about
Make
drugs.
Make the rich richer and the poor poorer.
Yeah.
Because they probably charge like $100 a head for this.
You probably
You
could.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe not at that time, but perhaps.
Even like $20 a strip, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like $10 a strip. So what happened? What had happened was...
There was a man named... It was either Fred or Frank. I didn't write it down.
Frankie Fred.
He was a researcher for the CIA, but at one of these, like, events with the CIA, he ended up drinking a drugged cocktail. And then he fell out of a window. And his family had an autopsy showing that he was under something that they weren't aware of. And so this actually sparked a whole, like, looking into what the CIA does, because there was speculation that the CIA was doing some
crazy
illegal
shit.
Shavery shit. And when it finally came out, I don't remember which director it was, but that was when they put in the regulation, like, you can't do drug experiments on humans unless it's explicitly stated and there's written consent, and there's also like a third disinterested party viewing the experiment or whatever.
Yeah, your control group.
Right.
Whoa, though.
Yeah, but this lasted for like 20 years.
Yeah. So this is all before those consent forms were made up.
This is in it right when my parents were born. That's so funny.
Do you think your parents are a product of a LSD-induced pregnancy?
That explains so much.
How about you?
And for her? So, just goes to show, the government is out to get us. Thank you for listening. I really support my CIA agent. CIA Secret Service. What do you do? Who are you? What's your name? What's your favorite color?
What are you wearing? Do you want to watch me masturbate? A little bit.
Do you wanna
exchange dick pics?
Do you wanna fuck off?
Miles, I'm talking to the CIA agent. Fucking cats. You're gonna hear that a lot more because Miles is a howler demon.
He's needy.
Little whiny bitch. Alright, well, I have one more.
Yes.
To wrap us up.
Bring us
our
home.
Conspiracy theory. Yup, yower.
Yeah.
So, coronavirus.
Aptly
so. So there's been a lot.
Perhaps.
So the reason why is that during heightened times of like fear and crazy, people tend to believe conspiracies a little bit more. So think about early coronavirus, right? Early pandemic, March 2020. And everyone thought that the 5G cell towers were, like, turning people against each other, giving everyone cancer or whatever. And they were tearing... There were literally people going to these newly constructed 5G cell phone reception towers and burning them down.
That was a thing?
Yes. Wild. So there's a couple that I wrote down that... One, that this was actually an engineered virus.
I did hear that. Engineered by who, do you know?
China, as a bioweapon, biohazard.
Oh my gosh.
It was speculated that it was started as a bioweapon to attack other countries. This was actually started by Orange Baby Bitchface himself.
Piece
of
shit.
There is literally no evidence. Because in Wuhan, China, there also happens to be a laboratory that works on bats and like studies coronavirus in bats.
Oh.
And they blamed this scientist's lab for creating this on purpose or by accident, which isn't true.
Well, if they were studying it, they wouldn't have created it.
It just happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because things just happen. It wasn't anyone's fault. People just happen to eat bats. It's fine. If you have nothing else to eat, you'd eat a bat too. Grow up. So she wrote this whole like huge thing about how it could not have been her office because... You know, they're safe, there's safety protocols and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not what they're doing. They're not reproducing anything and they're just studying.
Sure.
So there's no evidence. That's debunked. So stop believing stupid shit. The second one is that the wealthy elites created and intentionally spread the virus for profit.
That one seems kind of legit, but also not legit at all.
This isn't super, like, supported by anything, but there was a documentary called Plandemic, which was a 2008 or 2009 YouTube documentary, docuseries or something like that, that talked about the national health blah, whatever, in the United States, talking about chronic fatigue syndrome. And spreading chronic fatigue syndrome and spreading chronic fatigue syndrome. And basically everyone was just like, I'm so tired all that time. And like, but they made like this big, like this huge thing about how, or the documentary goes through about how the government basically created this whole scare and made people, had a plan so people would go to the doctor more, so that people would spend more money at the doctor, you know what I mean, because they couldn't figure out what was wrong with them, so they had to do 800,000 tests for nothing. And I mean, I buy that a little bit. I do buy that a little bit.
Well, something like that, for sure, yeah.
So, they think that some people are still are thinking that this is the true plandemic, and that, I mean, look at it. If you look at the numbers, the rich have only gotten richer. The billionaires have only gotten more billionary since the coronavirus happened.
That's true.
And everyone is fucking suffering right now in some way, shape, or form, whether socially, whether economically, whether both. You know, there are still people who don't have jobs. There are people who have lost their businesses. There are people who have lost their houses, their job, like their entire lives. They are living on streets. There are people like that wealth shit really has. I mean, the wealth gap has really exploded in the last 9 months. And it's a election year. And Orange Baby Bitch Face and everyone, like, that could have been just a thing to, like, let's literally throw all of the Americans into a hot pan on the stove, like little eggs, and see how they scramble, you know? So I don't necessarily disagree that this isn't a plandemic. That the plan wasn't to help the United States or any other like this whole place fucking do their fucking part and not have millions of people die.
Well, no, did you see that Orange Baby Bitch Face has pulled out of like the COVAX, which is like a countrywide organization, or like,
yeah, it's a World Health Organization.
It's a World Health thing where they're all pitching in to like
plan for the vaccine that's supposed to be distributed coming
equally and at a decent cost. And bitch is like, nah, we don't need that. We're the best. We're gonna do it ourselves. We'll have it in 6 months.
We don't need it in 6 months. We needed it 6 months ago.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Well, speaking of vaccines, that's the third and final coronavirus update. Or coronavirus conspiracy theory, I should say, is that the vaccine will contain a microchip.
Oh, I love that.
Can you imagine how much money that would cost?
To get a vaccine with a microchip in it?
To get a microchip in every vaccine. First of all, a working microchip in every vaccine.
I feel like if you're going to try and microchip everybody with a vaccine, first of all, that vaccine cannot be expensive because then you can't microchip everyone.
Right, because no one can afford this. No one's going to be able, not everyone's going to be able to afford the vaccine anyway.
True.
So, what? Apparently Bill Gates is behind it.
The vaccine.
Behind the microchipping. Listen, here's the thing, Nothings.
I was going to say, didn't he die? No, that's Steve Jobs.
Here's the thing, Nothings. The government already knows everything they want to know about you.
Do you have a smartphone?
You have a smartphone. You have a computer. You have the internet. All of those things sell your data everywhere. You have
a car with a GPS.
Every time you Google, not only does it take the energy of lighting a 60-watt light bulb for 5 days, but every time you Google, the government gets information about you. There are cameras everywhere. Tinder collects all of your data.
Is that from that fucking show you've been watching?
Yes. It's real, though. Connected on Netflix. It's actually, like, pretty vetted. But, like, Tinder collects all this data on you, and they, like, give you a rating. And, like, it's just... And then they sell that to other people. You don't think that, like, fucking, you know, TikTok has all this fucking data on us? Fucking Grindr? Fucking all these... Everything you've ever done on the internet has data on you. Everything you've ever done in your life, someone knows. It's the CIA agent. So calm down. It's just happening. You can't live a life without it anymore. It's just not happening.
Yeah.
And there's so much to do with facial recognition. Like, every selfie you take is us preparing the future for facial recognition cameras that literally will track us. They're looking at all of our facial expressions. They're looking at all of our constructs, everything. And the government eventually will be able to just be like, they're at this longitude and latitude. Go in for the kill, you know? So watch yourselves. Watch your back, bitch.
Whatever.
But also, stop spreading shit about the coronavirus. Wear a fucking mask. Stop bitching about it. I would like to go have a normal life sometime. Again.
Preferably soon.
Preferably within the next 10 years. Before I don't have a life at all to live. So wear a mask. Stop being a bitch about it. If I hear one more fucking Karen talk about her fucking bullshit mask allergy... Or, I have a medical thing. No, you don't, bitch.
If you have a medical thing, stay at fucking home.
Yeah, you don't deserve it. If everyone just stayed home for 3 weeks, everyone, we would, it would contain the virus. We would be done. But no, people need food. People need health care. People need all these things. Literally, just shut everything down for 21 days.
People do need food and people do need healthcare.
It'll be like fucking whatever the fuck it is that one day you get to murder everyone.
The purge.
But it'll be a 3 week experience where you get enough fucking bread, milk and cheese, or what, eggs or whatever, for 3 fucking weeks, and that's it. So just saying. All right, this brings us to the end of our episode.
Woo! I can't believe we survived.
Yes, we survived. It was so difficult. Yeah. What have you been tweeting, bitch?
Oh my god, tweeting.
What have you been tweeting? What have you been tweeting? I don't mouth beatbox.
Do you beatbox with your butthole?
No.
I don't mouth beatbox. I just punch boxes.
Oh my god, that quick little tangent at the end of our little episode here. We used to have this diversity and inclusion training in college called Boxes and Walls, and it was the most awkward, painful thing to go through because it was all those we're white people, so we're gonna if you ever been hit, come to the other side of the room, icebreaker-y things.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it was just really dumb. Anyway, go ahead. Beat boxes and walls. What have you been tweeting, whore?
My tweet this week is ooh, spicy. Won't you shake a poor sinner's hand? Which is a quote from The Princess and the Frog. And I don't remember why I tweeted this.
I've never seen that still.
I like it, but it's also kind of bad. Mm. Anywho.
Have two.
Two. Wow.
Two. And I know I'm showing it up and showing it up. One is, I saw something about Little Deborah's, or Little Debbie's.
Little Debbie's.
Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pie in cereal form.
That sounds terrible.
2020 must be stopped. Anyway.
I do like those, but I don't like the cream.
I like them, and I'll eat it, but I'm not about a cereal version of it. You know what I mean?
It'd be little oats with little cream marshmallows.
No, there's no cream in it. It's just little cereal that has probably a frosting on it.
Actually, really, I could be behind that.
No, get out. says the ass hat who hates every cereal, period. Anyway, the real tweet is, I thought Titanium was written by Rihanna this whole time. Hashtag Schrodinger's High.
I forgot about that.
If you want to see any of the fun tweets that Bunny and I accidentally tweet while we're floating, look up the hashtag Schrodinger's High. It's really fun.
Guess the spelling, because it's different every time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Schrodinger. Anyway, well,
thanks for joining us here at this place.
Thank you. Yeah, and something to leave you with, a little quote.
Ooh, a little week. Quote.
We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Bring it. How about this? If not me, who? If not now, when? Best quote ever.
Mind blown. Deals signed.
Deal signed. Ted's records talked. Broken. Ted's talk. Anyway, get the fuck out. Enjoy your week. We'll come at you next week with some excitement. I don't even know what we're doing. Coming at you next week with books that we turn into movies. Actually, we don't turn them into movies. Everyone else did. And we're going to talk about how that is trash.
These are the books that we've turned into movies specifically.
Definitely. Anyway, see you next week, bitch.
Bye.